Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on David Key, K-E-Y. As per the record supply, David Key was seen by Dr. Axelrod at WorkNet on 9/22/21. Pretty stated he was injured that day when he fell and struck his left knee. Period. He denied previous left knee injuries or illnesses. Pretty has no buckling or locking of the knee. Period. Exam found significant antalgic gait. Period. There was no evidence of trauma such as soft tissue swelling, comma, erythema, comma, heat, comma, crepitus, comma, deformity, comma, ecchymosis, comma, abrasion or laceration about the left knee, thigh, or leg. Period. Was unable to squat due to left knee pain. Period. There was no effusion or bony abnormality or bony deformity. Period. Extension was to 0 degrees and passive flexion was to 90 degrees, accompanied by overwhelming guarding behaviors. Period. X-rays of the knee were negative for trauma. Period. Mr. Key was diagnosed with a left knee contusion, for which he was placed in a brace and on crutches. Period. He was also quickly referred for physical therapy. Period. He followed up on 9/24/21 and was going to continue with therapy and light duty. Period. Mr. Key remained symptomatic through 10/8/21. Period. On that visit, the physical therapist offered a lengthy report as to the efficacy of cortisone injection, comma, viscosupplementation, comma, and surgery. Period. New paragraph. A left knee MRI was done on 9/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. Interestingly, there was mild scarring in Hoffa's fat pad suggesting prior arthroscopic surgery. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Frederick on 10/18/21. Period. He had worked at the shipyard for the last 17 years. Period. He denied prior problems or trauma to the right knee until 9/22/21. Period. He ran to shut the power off to a machine that was malfunctioning when he slipped and fell onto a metal deck, landing on the anterior aspect of his flexed right knee. Period. Over a short period of time, his pain increased and was associated with swelling. Period. He had been to WorkNet and had participated in physical therapy. Period. He admitted he has insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus for the last 30 years and describes his sugars as, quote, somewhat fragile, period, end quote. He was evaluated and diagnosed with right knee pain and contusion, comma, chondromalacia patella, comma, unilateral primary osteoarthritis, comma, complex cerebral medial meniscus and lateral meniscus, comma, non-displaced bicondylar fracture of the right tibia, period. He advised the patient that his symptoms seemed a bit out of proportion to the findings, and he did not really have an answer as to why Mr. Key will not really let him move his knee, nor the reason for the extreme pain he describes experiencing with touch or even gentle motion. Period. he discussed the possibility of having a better evaluation if he was, quote, asleep, period, end quote. He starts that. He followed up with Dr. Frederick over the next few months, period. However, he remained symptomatic, period, new paragraph on 7/22/22. Dr. Frederick performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Key followed up with Dr. Frederick post-operatively through 10/31/22, period. Bilateral orthovisc injections were instilled, period. There was no distinct physical examination described in this progress note, period. The first of four orthovisc injections were administered on 10/17/22. Period. Clinical exam found no significant effusion. Common range of motion 0 to 130 degrees with pain on extremes. Period. The knee is stable and the leg neurovascularly intact. Produced tendril along both joint lines. Period. There was trace patellofemoral crepitation. Of the calf was soft and non-tender, and the leg is neurovascularly intact. Period. His overall assessment was right knee, work-related sprain and strain, resultant degenerative medial and lateral meniscal tears, and aggravation of mild early pre-existing degenerative arthritis, hyphen symptomatic. Period. It is difficult to discern whether Mr. Key return to his regular job, period. And underline this, I have to go back to see if there is a postoperative clinical exam that describes his gait, period. Unfortunately, I have not been able to identify the same, period, on unspecified date. Dr. Hutchinson evaluated Mr. Key, period. This appears to be a follow-up for his right knee pain and his other general medical conditions. Period. He was on a host of medications for diabetes and cholesterol, period. Dr. Hutchinson diagnosed osteoarthritis of the knee, for which an orthopedic surgical referral was made, period. She also had the claimant undergo x-rays of the left knee, period. Her overall diagnosis was degeneration of cartilage and or meniscus, comma, tear of the medial meniscus, comma, and postoperative pain. Period. And go to the beginning of this summary of records. Although the first intake note described he injured his left knee when he followed up on 9/24/21, it was confirmed he had struck his right knee. Period. It was the right knee that was then treated over the ensuing months. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 9/22/21. David Key fell anteriorly onto his right knee while at work. Produced scene this same day at WorkNet. And did not have any external signs of trauma. Period. They quickly found subjectively painful emotions accompanied by overwhelming guarding behaviors that prevented a true assessment of his passive range of motion. Period. Within those constraints, flexion was to 90 degrees and extension to 0 degrees. Period. He was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Period. He had an MRI of the knee on 9/22/21 to be inserted here. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Frederick. Period. He took the claimant to surgery on 7/22/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively through 10/31/22. Period. There was no clinical exam described on that visit, but there was on the previous visit as described above. Period. Period. New paragraph. I'll rate this case for a diagnosis of medial and lateral meniscal tears, possibly degenerative in nature, as well as osteoarthritis. A radiologist wrote that meniscal tears were of indeterminate chronicity, period, cartilage damage and subchondral changes, parentheses, cysts, and surrounding edema, close parentheses, have a chronic appearance. Period. Moreover, he noted scarring in Hoffa's fat pad, suggestive of prior arthroscopic surgery. Period. However, such a history was not obtained in his treating physician's notes. Period. And that is the end.